should be live. Should be.
Yeah, I know that level of pain.
It's the night of fandoms. Waiting for it to show up.
I got
it. It's live.
I fucking hate
you. Ronan's already in, and he says it's time.
How the... What?
Because
the,
I just went to goddamn YouTube and fucking...
Yes,
said,
I'm on YouTube, you fat bastard. How's it not showing up for me? Why does it do this every goddamn time?
Why does it hate
me? You're using
me?
A laptop.
Even on my phone. I figured the laptop would do better.
Nope, I got it.
It's like, no, you want to see this shit? You want to use a laptop for a change and not kill your phone? Now it's showing up. Now it's here. Oh, my fucking God.
It doesn't like you. I don't like you either.
That's good. Fuck you.
We're wanted on 37
I could just go right home.
Okay.
I can sleep, motherfucker.
You just watch yourself.
Yeah. Sleep,
you'll be
dead.
The whole time that walrus man was like, dude, I was just asking if I could get by you. I got my drinks over there.
Right.
I don't know what the fuck this guy's problem is.
Right.
Man, this is going to be great.
I don't
for
even
all
know
these
this guy.
Just straight
yeah, I don't
audio
even know this
audience.
Fucking guy.
They're going to be like, what the fuck?
I saw that there's a new Lord Zedd.
It could be a clone to Zedd or something.
I'm hearing it has something to do with... Now, I don't know this for sure, but I heard something about there being memories or something, and that it's going to be... It'll technically be Lord Zedd, but it won't be Lord Zedd. So I'm hearing something about, like, they bring him back through some sort of memory, and he is essentially Lord Zedd, but he's not the one that was cured by the Z-Wave. So I'm hearing they somehow... sidestep
rip him out from a timeline
so
or something.
Yeah,
it's like a clone type of bullshit.
I'm hearing they're
you're a clone.
I'm hearing they still follow that the Z wave happened, but they find a way to sidestep it and still give you exactly the character that you wanted, which
Power
is
Ranger,
Lord Zedd.
Power Rangers, as of late, has tapped into different dimensions. This could be a different dimensional Zedd.
They just ripped a Zedd from the past.
Just think of
there you go.
It's a fucking multiverse.
But yes, and since they're playing
it's
around
a different
with a lot
dimension
of universes,
in his pants,
it could easily be that he won. This could be a different.
I only
Lord
seen
Zedd.
The I only seen the picture, but I thought he looked pretty cool.
Well, I mean, to
I don't
be fair,
like his neck brace.
They're claiming that
I'm
he's
not sure
being
that
controlled.
I'm not sure that I'm 100% on board.
When all his monsters keep dying, it's to help prevent whiplash. So that's why he
back into the left.
Yeah,
he's like
back into
cause
the
you
left.
Know every time one of his monsters is destroyed, he's like
back.
Damn it!
And
he's
to the
moving
left.
His head violently.
No, Renato, we're not doing an episode of What's Up Fandom Night today. I am the table. Wait a minute.
But no, I am very.
I am the chair breaker.
I'm interested. Yeah. I'm interested enough that I loaded up Netflix and I'm going to have to start watching Dino Charge or whatever in
Fury.
Dino Fury. I'm going to have to watch it in real time. Because as they release episodes, you can watch it.
Because they called it Dino Fury.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And thankfully not Super Dino.
I just love the fact that people are taking the bait.
So I'm interested. I'm interested to see it. I want to know what's going on. They bring Lord Zedd back. They have my attention. I'll fucking watch it.
Oh.
It's that easy.
Clickbait titles are the best.
I have to watch it.
I know, right?
They bring Lord Zedd back. They have my attention. I'll fucking watch it. I'm on board. That's all they had to do.
I'll go back and watch like Power Rangers. Like I don't really care for the new stuff.
I can't say that. I can't say that because I
you
was
are when they bring back people.
I used to watch it. I used to watch it all as current as I possibly could, and I was catching myself up watching every season rapid fire.
No, when they bought,
I even bought. Like, I bought like 15 years of it, and it's on the shelf downstairs right now, and I stopped watching it. Because we started doing this show, and I wanted to watch it and review it in real time without the bias of, I've seen this already, now let's talk about it after seeing it again. I want to have dead-on first impression
reviews,
well, so I stopped myself from watching it.
I go back and watch, like, when they brought Austin back, I went back and watched that episode with
we
him
did, too. Yeah, we've been doing
Goldar,
that. We'll more than likely do it with this.
When they brought back A. Goldar, when when they had that special with the Master Morpher with Tommy.
Right.
Obviously, I came back for that, but...
For obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And it's fine that it we'll call it a nostalgia bait. Yeah, it is. And I won't even deny that. I'll tell you 100%. Yeah, they're tugging on people's nostalgia strings, and that's what's getting you in. But let's be honest here. Everything else is. And when it's played right, I don't think that I can complain about nostalgia. Case in point, I'm playing the shit up out of Final Fantasy Pixel Remaster because that is fucking wonderful. It's so good. I don't care. I'll argue with anybody. I just will. It's so fucking good. It hit all the right notes. It's exactly what I needed Final Fantasy to be coming back this time. It's so fucking good.
Wait, I'm sorry. I was spacing out. What?
Yeah.
Were you talking about Pixel Remaster?
Fuck yes.
Fuck yeah. I will say, playing through Final Fantasy 1 again was better and worse than the very first time I played the NES version. It was better in the aspect of...
Much better. Much better for me.
It was better in the aspect of it looked nice and it controlled really nice. It was not as good because every other fucking thing I fought from the Marsh Cave to the end of the goddamn game was, hey, you're poisoned. You fucking enjoy that, buddy.
I have one complaint with the Pixel Remaster.
You got bit in the toe by a wolf?
What's your complaint?
My complaint is that my computer's a piece of shit, so it has absolutely nothing to do with the games. It has everything to do with I went out of my way to spend $900 on a what I thought was going to be decent desktop just to realize, oh, it still has the base Dell graphics card in it, which means I could stream nothing anymore. So I go buy me a new graphics card.
Seth, the next time you want to buy a computer, just call me. I did so much research when I was getting my computer. I could help you.
Yes, but I had to do my shit on a budget.
Yes, yeah, I can.
You guys have good money. I only just recently got myself a raise because the contract went through at work. So now I get $14.90 an hour. Finally,
I don't think
when originally I was at $12 an hour.
Seth, I don't think you get it, man. This guy knows so much about computers, he's got a fucking broken computer that he doesn't know what's wrong with it just sitting out in the open. He knows so fucking much that he can't even fix it. I mean, that's fucking knowledge.
Lots of knowledge.
He doesn't know what the fuck
Shane,
happened.
What are you going to do with that?
And it turned it off.
I don't know.
He was under the impression it was the power source. It's not.
If you're not going to do anything, here's the thing. You can give it to your buddy Nick.
Now he's fucking looking through issues trying to figure out what it was that caused it.
It shut off on us. And don't listen to what my wife said. I was there. I have a better memory than her.
Okay. I've been there before.
When that computer shut off.
Nightmares?
When it shut off completely.
And his wife?
She's like, the computer just shut off. I'm like, okay. I went over there and I touched the computer and it was hot. So I'm like, okay, let's
overheat it.
Let's let it cool off. We let it cool off. We turned it back on. The monitor came on. You could see the lights and everything turn on the computer and then immediately shut off.
Do you ever think that maybe?
So I changed the power supply. Turned it back on.
It wasn't the power supply.
But that's what I'm getting at. You ever think that maybe you already did the damage, that maybe it overheated and
it fried
something?
There's a possibility.
Your MOBO's fried.
Because if you don't have adequate
cooling
as well as adequate ventilation, and if you don't actually dust it and clean it often,
the smallest little bit of dust can cause a static shock that'll fry every single component. Well,
and mind you,
we're set. That's 10 minutes.
Nick and I are smokers. We know this game
To be honest with you, I thought that the motherboard fried myself.
If you're in here, you're in here. Oh. This is our 10-minute mark. We are game. Reploid ass. Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, Saria.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane Proto Guy.
I love how
life
you had
is pain.
Energy. Yeah,
dude, I'm tired and sore.
I am extremely tired. I am the sleepy din.
Hey, guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com, and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Well, it's time to talk about something that motherfuckers have been asking for a couple of times here.
That's
on this
right, goddammit. Tattooed teenage aliens from Beverly Hills.
We already did back again.
We're doing it again.
Back again.
I told you, clickbait motherfuckers, you fell for it. Let's do some teenage tattoos.
Truth about it is we need to watch that awful show.
Yeah,
and we need to tear that shit apart. We need to have we need to tear that shit apart like we did Turtles.
Hold on. I gotta check.
I feel like that needs to be, once we get the actual studio up and running,
yeah,
that needs to be like
MS3TK.
Exactly.
Or MST3K.
Make fun of
like
it
we
live.
Literally
yep.
need to so, watch it, record it, and then just break it down into like the best segments.
I'm looking at my schedule to see when we can do that, and I'm booked for the rest of my life watching good stuff.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, man.
That's such a shame.
It sucks,
hey, Bill.
I could try to make some time, but...
No, Shane, hold on. You're doing it wrong. Hey, Bill, when are we planning on doing that?
First, we got to make the stage.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I can't make it. I'm dead that day.
Okay. That's fine.
He's gonna have it.
That is perfectly okay. I will find
That's how you do that.
I will find a diamond worth 1,500 gold... And I know the ritual spell. I will bring your ass
back.
When Bill
don't
you worry.
When Bill decides,
just bring the feather with you.
When Bill decides,
tickle him awake.
Sometimes that doesn't.
I don't know.
That bird didn't want to wake up Aerith.
Oh, he died. No, he died.
Yeah, he cutscene died. That bird wouldn't even touch Aerith because cutscene death.
Fucking cutscene death.
Then we have to go and get the Dragon Balls.
We are on the Rising Hopper. This is base form. Kamen Rider 01. Here we go. Oh.
This isn't terrible.
Okay.
I feel like
I'm
I've
surprised.
Seen a putty that looks like that.
Okay, we're off to a good start here,
I mean,
honestly.
Yeah, kind of. The bee putties.
Not so much
bit.
Bee putties, but...
I think we're off to a good start,
I dig
honestly.
That mask.
Yeah, I do. I like that mask.
It's
I like his
terrible.
Jewel. His diamond here in the middle. I like that.
I like that the faceplate looks like it could come off.
Oh, it kind of does. Yeah. It looks like he can reach up and... Yeah.
Wait. He can take his face off.
Face off. I like his gun.
I'm also digging on his color scheme, in all honesty. Almost.
If only we had the camera on, they could have saw the Nicolas Cages.
I like this guy a lot.
You see that ninja stance right there he's got going?
And you know what?
Oh,
And Shane.
You think,
you could see
you
his
are the
dick.
Ultimate hopper.
You know, Bill, you know.
A rookie to my massive penis.
You do realize that until you do that, I don't ever notice it because I don't stare at dick. I don't go out of my way to be like, okay, next picture.
Don't worry,
gotta
we
see
do.
The dong. Gotta see the dong.
Thanks to you, we purposely go out of our way to look to be like, gotta show Shane.
Gotta show Shane.
Oh, but it's too late now.
And his belt's on straight.
See, you guys fucked up.
Shane.
By continuously doing that, I'm just so used to it now, it doesn't faze me.
Yeah, we know.
So I like the
his
chest
belt's
armor.
On straight.
I like that the chest armor has those
That's
segments,
points.
Like there's the
That's
two
points.
Breastplates, and then he's got
remember
the.
Remember to talk in your mic, fool.
He's got the bottom here. I don't.
I know, I do it too.
I don't know that I'm in love with the belt, but I'm going to say this.
It's on straight.
I like his belt more than I've liked a lot of the others that I've seen. I'm not like a super fan of the whole belt thing.
Well,
I know that's
it
a big thing
open?
For Kamen Rider.
Well, let me tell you something. I've
possibility they
I've never
have
seen
past.
Kamen Rider, but I have seen like YouTube videos of their transformation.
Yeah.
And I've seen I've seen from the start to not the newest one, but up to a certain point. I've seen all their transformations, and the newer stuff, it seems like they got their let's just call them morphers, got more ridiculous. Like, do you remember the Fruit Riders?
Hold on.
No,
I'm,
I don't.
I'm
but
being
it,
yelled
it,
at.
Do you see it? Do you see the 01 on the belt? I don't see
I'm
the 01 on the belt.
I don't, but to be fair, I'm being yelled at in Discord by Ronan directly. That isn't the right folder, Bill.
Yes, it is. Shut the fuck up, Ronan.
What the shit? We're not changing it now. Whatever's going on, we're not changing it. Okay. Man. Guys, I don't know if you've ever seen this, but this guy has a rider kick. Now, that's a very rare move in Kamen Rider where they do this jump kick, and only, like, every single fucking one of them has it. So it's really rare that you get to see this attack.
You know, you would think that they would try to, like, you know, change it up a little bit. A fucking kick that's ridiculous. And I don't care what anybody says. It's not plausible in the real world.
It is that really a suitcase? It's a fucking suitcase sword. So yeah, I think it's... What the fuck?
All right, motherfucker. You are not Tony Stark. You don't get to pull shit out of a suitcase.
Tony Stark, nothing. There's a reference I can make that would make everybody nuke this motherfucker
is that a
right
phone?
Now.
It's like a cell phone.
Is it, yeah, he's got like a
Go
tablet
ahead.
Cell phone thing.
Go ahead. Make me waste my nuke, Seth.
Okay.
He has lightning sword from 13.
I don't give a shit.
Oh,
about
I,
that.
I'd
that's
be okay
fine.
With that. I liked her.
The game sucked. She was cool.
That's actually a true gunblade.
That actually well, yeah. gave her points.
Oh, this, right, is this right, is this okay? They're calling this the grasshopper. Is this the first grasshopper we've seen since Black?
Probably.
It's hard. Some of them were hard to tell if they were representing an
insect.
It's been a while since they've actually referenced
and locusts
bugs
and shit all
so.
The time.
Well, if you recall, Bill, you remember the writers that we did. I don't remember the actual name of them, but they were the fruit guys.
I remember the fruit guys.
That's not an insect.
No, so, no, we've stepped away from insects at different times. Kamen Rider
that's what
was...
I mean by, it's been a while.
Yeah, Kamen Rider moved away from insects and just started kind of doing...
different things.
I look at Kamen Rider now more like a live-action anime, and I pretty much... put my mind to the fact that it always was. In the same vein of something like 009.
Okay, I get you. This guy right here, this first off, I love this.
Which makes sense because of the creators.
So we shine the UV light on him for 5 minutes and tell him to go into the darkest cave and he will be fine.
Well, here's my problem with him. And that was that a cassette player?
He's got a, was that a scar on his face? Did he just blow up part of the fucking world to transform?
He wanna do.
No!
Okay, there's a grasshopper. Yep, there's a grasshopper.
That giant that's grasshopper. Neat. Man, he wanna do in some of the worst GIF fucking captures ever.
What is this?
20p? We have
like
to hold on.
20p.
We gotta let it play through once, and then after it does that once... it'll still look like ass, but it'll actually flow better.
It'll flow better.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Okay, so all his armor and everything, that's what I mean, because they have straight-up anime transformations, and they have for a long fucking time now.
No, they've gotten really, some of them have gotten real ridiculous.
Right.
Okay, first off.
So?
When he goes to start morphing, that beam comes from a satellite in space.
Boing, knee, boing, knee, boing, knee, boing, knee, boing, knee, boing.
So he has... is that like a real thing? He has a robot grasshopper that jumps all over the place with him?
Apparently.
And then becomes his armor?
That's kind of... I like that. It's kind of like a partner, like a friend.
If that's
so
what that is...
So all we have to do is shoot the damn grasshopper in the face.
Well, there's a lot of these. But I will say...
I mean, it's
having these have been nice to kind of see the suit in motion. Right, because sometimes when you don't have...
That wasn't Kamen Rider I just saw. That was DBZ I just saw.
Nope. Rider Kick.
Was that a Denny's?
We don't talk about that place.
It's true. We do not talk about Denny's.
I don't know. I have been, but that's only because they've been, the one in my area has been a ghost kitchen for a damn good sandwich shop.
We don't talk about the one near us.
Yeah.
Well, no, not the one near us.
Yep.
No.
I refuse
Fuck
to ever
one.
Go back.
All right. This guy's got.
They know what they did.
Yeah.
Oh, like
bike!
His bike's
nice
cool.
Bike.
His bike is simple, but that works for him. He's fairly simple.
Is that a dirt bike?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Shit.
It's like a Kawasaki.
Hey, Bill.
What?
You know what that is?
I mean, it's neat.
At least he's a rider.
It looks
some
a
kind
rider.
Of riding contraption.
Is it?
With wheels.
It seems like it's a motorcycle.
It's a motor what, Bill?
Bike!
There we go. We brought it back.
We haven't done it in a while.
You know what I want to see?
Okay, so let's...
I want to see one time, and maybe it's already happened, but I've never seen the show. I just want to see one of the villains. Like when the writer comes up to fight, he puts his kickstand down, puts his bike, he gets off his bike, ready to fight. I just want to see the villain run up and be like, ha-ha, puts his bike over. Ha-ha, so evil.
Right.
So...
No, I just want, some dude to run up, jump on the bike, and take off with it.
He's like,
right,
dude. And then have the rider chase the dude driving off on his bike.
Well, this guy's got a cell phone. He'd be like, I got to call the authorities.
I'm going to start big with this.
He'll
one.
Call his bike.
People know me. They know I like simple, design. I don't like things to be overdone. And there, once you hit a perfect simple design that works, I really enjoy it.
And that's why Bill's giving it a 1.5.
This I like a lot, actually. I think that this works. I think it works really well with this color scheme, but I think it would have worked well with almost any color scheme because of its design.
Well, okay, so.
And I like that he's armored. I like that he still looks really cool. I have no problem whatsoever believing that he's mobile, very mobile.
Well, that looks like he's got a lot of range.
Yep, while at the same time he's protected enough for me to believe in what's going on. I liked his weapons from what I saw.
The suitcase sword was a little...
It's a little goofy, I think.
The way, well, you hold it, it's a little...
The chat was little saying bold. He's basically Tony Stark Rider.
Basically.
So I'm going to...
But he has his own satellite.
I'm going to start pretty high. I'm going to start as high as 4.5 on the base form. I really like it.
I really like the fact that the chest plate, even though it's kind of smushed because you can't really make a full elongated version, you could tell it's a grasshopper.
Yes, actually, you can.
Because the top section where it goes up towards the shoulders, those are the wings.
Yep.
And they still have the legs down there, and it's got a neat little break to kind of give it a little more accent and be like, hey, there's wings.
I'm just going
to
call him Grasshopper Rider. And
he's the Rising Hopper, so. The green, not bad. I'm usually not one for bright greens. I'm more of like a darker, foresty green guy.
I'm not even seeing a green until we saw that glow in the dark.
It's a lime green.
Yeah, it's lime
it's
green.
Lime,
yeah,
it's a like lime green.
I can see the green.
I see yellow. I see yellow. That's all I see.
No, it's like a safety vest green. It's literally...
My sight is kind of slight off with some colors. So.
Oh, so you're almost like Bill, but not as bad as Bill?
You have my problem?
Are you colorblind?
Just a slight color blindness, not...
Maybe he has problems with green and yellow.
I just have life-destroying color blindness.
I'm red-green deficient.
Bill can't see those.
Yeah, so when I look at this, it's really hard to explain to anybody. Because this is on top of black, I could see the color.
Yes.
If it's mixed with anything, like any kind of blue, any kind of red, anything that would offset it in a different way,
you won't be able to,
a different color to me. It's really hard to explain to people because you can't see what I see.
It's a possibility. And so if you're
seeing... Like when people say, what color is that? And I tell you it's red, I'm seeing red, but what I'm seeing is not...
The same red
It's
I'm
not
seeing.
The same color you're seeing. And it's really hard to describe that to somebody that's not...
So to help you out, it's lime green. I don't know if that's going to change your score.
So, like, whatever you're seeing, I can't argue with you,
I mean,
honestly.
Chat's trying to demand that he's yellow. I don't give a shit. He's lime green.
I see green.
Yeah. He's a neon green. Look, I have no color blindness. The only thing I have is fuzzy, blurry vision.
Yellow
that's
is Pikachu.
Yellow
is Pikachu.
Yeah.
He's green.
He is the same color green as that TV on that Persona poster, just brighter.
I'm not colorblind either.
He's
all
kind
I
of
have
bright
is blinding
green.
Rage.
Yeah.
And
Toey is fucking
to the
retarded.
Club. Let me show you around. Cookies are in the back. I eat it them all.
Fucking 70s Wolverine is yellow.
What are you going to get?
That's
this green. Yeah.
This dude is going to get a 4.4 because chat's arguing with me about the color.
Okay, so my thing is.
It would have been 4.5.
I like the colors. In fact, I think that lime green, that's what I'm calling it.
I think that's what it is.
I think if you would have put that on like
it's very close to almost neon.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
Nick was right when he said it. That's
the
almost
only
safety
issue.
Vest
this
safety
color.
Vest
yeah.
green.
Yes. This is a minute issue. It doesn't even. It's not even going to change my score. The only issue is that if you have to have this.
Look, if there's a group of people in here. Sorry, there's a group of people in here that understand what yellow safety vest color is.
Yeah.
Fucking!
I have to point to me too, jackass. I gotta wear them at work because
do you wear them at work now
I
too?
I have to because I'm at the gas station and they have the pump set up fucked where there's one directly in front of me, two to the side, and two to the other side. You must wear your vest because if you get ran over, our insurance won't cover for you getting ran over. So wear it.
You know,
working where we work. We see a lot of yellow.
I have to wear a vest every day.
That fucking neon bullshit, yes.
No, we just see a lot of yellow, period.
A lot of yellow, period.
So if this green was on another, if that black wasn't there, let's say it was red or blue,
right.
I wouldn't like it.
Okay.
What?
No, and I
you
get
wouldn't
that.
Have liked it if it was red because it would have been Christmas, Shane.
I think his design
Christmas Hoppy Rider.
I think his design is solid
Hoppy
enough
Christmas.
That you could literally pull that color off and replace it with almost anything. If that was blue, if it was
yes.
if it was yellow, if it was dark green, if it was red,
well, they say,
I think all of it would
they
work.
They say black goes with everything.
That's kind of true.
Yeah. So here's the thing now. The only minute issue I have is you can't ask this man to do any.
I'd like to see him in that
missions.
Special Dragon Zord color, that golden black.
That would be sick. He can't go in covert op missions. They can't have him do nighttime missions because he glows in the fucking dark.
Sneaky.
Yeah. You might as well
shoot.
You might as well be sneaking
Shane.
Around with a fucking
if Naruto.
Spotlight.
If Naruto can hide in a forest,
wearing orange,
this guy.
Spider-Man Mark II.
They actually explain that.
That has the fucking glow in the dark
Everybody
green
Everybody in the Naruto universe is actually blind.
Yeah, sure.
They are. They can't, because you can't see that man in the orange in the tree. What are you doing? You hiding?
Yeah.
I can see you, bitch.
Nope.
Nope. I'm talking to you.
Nope.
Scott's fucking crying laughing over here.
But this guy I really like a lot, so I'm going to give it a 4.8.
Better he's just sleepy
okay.
like I am.
Yeah, sleepy.
Oh, trust me.
You're up, Scott. What you got? What you got, Scotty?
The only issue I have is the yellow, green, whatever. That's it. Overall, 4.
Alright, well, I personally am at a 4.5, and the only thing that drags him down from a 5 for me is the inconsistency of the other accent colors. Because the safety green... That part I get because that's his armor. But then if you zoom in on, like, his fucking arms...
You miss the silver.
You get the fucking silver that's supposed to be his fucking...
And there's also this
right.
red
And then you
color.
Get the red. If they would have just fucking left it, like, all red or all silver or something like that, I would have been
Moving
a little bit more
chair.
Okay with it. But some of the accent colors are just kind of throwing
me. Well, to be honest
me.
With you, that...
If they would have made it, like, more consistent there...
That green takes your definitely. Eyes away from all the other colors.
Exactly. But, to be fair, this man is still sitting at a 4.44.
Hey, solid start.
Right.
Some of these writers
have It can mostly go downhill from here.
Okay.
I mean, we got 5 nukes still in the storage shed.
True.
So.
Time for 01 forms, not part of his motifs. Sure. Biting shark.
Om nom nom.
Okay.
That's a little over-designed for me, but...
This is what I was talking about, though. This is... He's simple. His simple design allows him to switch
interchange
out
the armor
to different armors on the fly, and it doesn't hurt him that bad.
The only thing I have a problem...
It's neat, but not... No.
Okay, I can see that you can swim better. Great.
No, he can't. In the show, he can. In real life, no, he can't.
No.
He's wearing fucking pleather with a...
Seth. Seth, he's...
No, he can't.
He's got little fucking army fins.
Oh, here we go.
Arm fins, Seth. Cuts through water like a motherfucker. Oh, Jesus.
This dude's badass.
Bromp, he's dead.
Man, he really
Fuck
likes to
guy.
Jump through people, doesn't he?
Yep.
Well, Bill.
Kick through people, fucking Goku jump through people.
I mean, he just did the Dragon Rush.
No
Pretty
shit.
Pretty much.
Do you know why he...
Oh, here's the more. Let's see
okay,
it.
Okay, a shark fall. Okay,
bang.
Okay, Robot Shark is cool.
What's up, my bitches?
I actually...
Oh, that was kind of neat.
Biting Shock.
I like this. He summons his armor.
So...
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
No,
I like
no,
that.
The,
it
the
seems
thing
to work
that's really
that
cool
data
is the Hopper armor splits and moves.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it still stays.
Yes, it just moves into different yes. locations.
Okay.
So right, he never loses his original armor.
He just gains more friends.
Yes.
Yes.
I like it. Okay. You know what?
Where are you sitting with this one?
I'm sitting at a
Fighting Shark.
I'm going to drop it just slightly. 4 or 5?
I'm thinking the same. I'm
only
going down
because
to, I'm only dropping 2 points, so I'm going to 4.3.
Yeah, I dropped myself a little bit.
And I think, in
I'm
all
a
4.3 honesty,
3 also.
I like this, but now, remember when you were calling out the color separation?
Yeah,
the
That's
fins bug me.
Bit.
I wish
right.
the fins had still been blue, or if they'd have run down into the silver and been silver.
Right,
I agree.
Right,
that was the reason I dropped it, was just
yeah.
because of the fin colors just seem a little off.
Yep, but it's still not anything I can complain about too much. He's real solid.
Listen,
so far.
It's really hard for me to find my favorite writer because, you know, they a lot of them suck ass.
Hey, oh, genius! Genius sucked ass!
So,
oh my God.
But so far, only two forms yet.
Right.
We still have much to go.
Right.
And it could change my opinion of him. But as
well,
of this
look,
moment, this might be my favorite writer. I
look,
like the gimmick.
I'm dropping him down to a 4, and only because if he just keeps adding armor and adding armor and adding armor, with the way that the shark turned into a sad face on his chest, he will eventually get some form of a sad cod piece. So I'm waiting for that. It's coming if he's just going
to
keep getting armor and getting armor.
You got to protect your man parts. You're fighting monsters, man. They play dirty.
3.
Sad frog dick
Three.
Does not
man,
agree.
He really dropped it. Okay.
At least I didn't give it a 2 or 1.
You can give it
give
a 0
it a
for all I care. It's your
4.02. Going next.
All right. What's we got
next,
Next
we
Bill?
Have Flying Falcon.
All right. If you're not cool.
Ooh, this one I might not be on board with.
Hey, Shane. Do you remember earlier when you said if it was red? Well, that's lightish red.
Yeah, they have a name for that, Nick. It's called pink.
I actually think this is almost falling into a purple spectrum.
That's actually pink.
I think it's a magenta.
It's magenta. Yeah. It's like a magenta color. It's not
it's
quite purple.
It's a neon fucking bright,
if it
color.
It's just the neon rider.
Yeah, now he really has neon colors.
Yeah.
Let's see this. This is his, the transformation.
The transformation.
Wow, the fucking Falcon's kicking his ass.
Well,
so,
I mean, it stays in line with Toku.
Well, I was going to say, that's actually kind of cool because you figure, like, we always make fun of the fact that, like, the bad guys wait for you to transform. This thing actually got him off him so that he could transform. He called it, it backed the bad guy up, then it turned, then it
and
changed
it
him, and then he
jumped.
Yeah.
Fucking
I'm
going to
be real with you, Seth.
Jumped right back into
Seth, I get your irritation with just putting different armor on and you call it a new form. What I like about this, though, is that he's not getting rid of his original armor.
Right, exactly.
It's just
moving. Yes.
He always keeps his original armor.
Okay,
right.
So this time I am dropping a little
bit. That's fine because
I'm going down
like
to about a 3. I'll go as far down as 3.5. I don't know if it's the color, if it's the design, if it's the fins. Something about it really threw me off
it's
here. I'm
3.2.
Not digging this.
For me, I'm dropping a 3.6 only because, while I still like it, I still think this is a really cool design.
Okay.
It's just the colors. Okay. For me, you see where the green, like, I'm going to call them antenna-looking things, coming out of his head?
Yeah.
It doesn't really go with that faceplate.
No.
And I know that is a faceplate because when he transformed, when all that armor moved, his faceplate went up. Like, I remember
the
how
the eye color has also been changing. I didn't really point it out.
It was red
now
it's
like green. Yeah.
Right.
And that's fine, because I figured some of the eye color was going to change. They're not going to keep red for everything.
Right.
But, like I said, still a solid design. It's not my favorite.
I'm Senior sticking with
Scott?
A 4.
3.
Threes.
Hey,
3.46
moving foundation,
on.
Bill.
No, it is.
Flaming Tiger.
Flaming Tiger. Come on, be cool.
Nope.
Well, it's not bad. We've seen worse, like Genius.
I really hate that you can make that reference and nobody can argue with it when you say, we've seen worse. It's so,
I
so
wish,
true.
I wish
because
that
we've been
wasn't
doing this show for like fucking 10 years.
Okay.
Of course we've seen worse.
Can you guys figure out what element he is?
Water.
Yes. Very good. Yes. Really hot water.
No.
Really hot water.
Nope. So cold it burns.
Well, okay. Here we go.
Okay,
let's get him, Tiger.
Whoop. All right, cool.
It's kind of
I
neat.
Actually like his transformation.
I do too, but look, I mean,
he's going
it's
from
It's kind of cool that we keep seeing it.
And his eyes are blue now.
Tiger.
It's
right.
Also one of those things that now I've seen it a couple of times and it's losing its majesticness.
Right.
It's not as exciting the more you see the same thing. An animal comes, it jumps on him, it turns into armor. I mean, it's cool.
3.3.
But, like, I'm going to see this for every single one of his transformations.
sticking with the four.
I'm going to go up because I do like this one better.
Right.
I'm going to move it up to a four.
Okay.
Red's my favorite color, so that really helps.
What did I give it last time? 3.3 or 3. Something 2. Like that?
3.2. Yeah,
I'll give this one a 3.8.
Yeah, I don't mind it. 3.8.
I mean, I can clearly tell that it's a tiger design.
3.78, moving on.
The green really helps bring out some of the stripes.
Yeah. That actually is a plus on that one.
What's this one, Bill?
Freezing Bear.
Okay.
I do not like this one.
What the fuck is the bear?
I can see it. You can see the bear in the face.
I can see the bear in the face.
And then, of course, the freezing, everything. He's just got those ice, the crystal areas.
Oh, he's like Sub-Zero. He can make ice. Cool.
No. He reminds me of that fucking ice dude from Killer Instinct.
Glacius?
Yeah.
Glacier?
Really?
Whatever. Oh, it's actually... Okay.
Hug!
Yeah, it's a bear hug!
Yeah, I was expecting that.
Yeah.
Bear hugger?
Okay.
That dude's an asshole.
He is. Okay, so, I like the blue.
Two.
It's a sharp blue.
I like the blue. Now, because he's a bear, and obviously bears are a much bigger animal than a tiger or a falcon or a shark. No, I can't really say that. Sharks are pretty big. It is bulkier armor because it's a bear. The last armor, he had less armor because tigers are more agile. And obviously the shark had the fins and stuff. I like that he does take characteristics from each animal. Obviously not ice, because last time I checked, not even polar bears can make ice.
Yeah, that's just penguins.
As opposed to tigers being able to make fire?
Then you haven't been playing Final Fantasy.
Have you seen a tiger? They can make fire.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
You got to be careful with tigers. They're not...
Oh, okay. No,
and Seth, just be careful.
There's been no bears in Final Fantasy that do ice.
And
I
really want to see turtles the nature shows that you watch.
Yeah, no, you might be
As long
right.
as you don't look into the eye of the tiger, you'll be fine.
Okay. Well, no, because playing through three, I've ran into several
enemies. If you look into the eye of the tiger, for some reason, a montage starts.
Yeah.
I'm going to give this guy a four. I'm going to stay with the four. I still like it, but not as much as I like the others.
I personally have to drop him down to a 3.7 for two reasons. One, all they did is they took the clear blue plastic shit and put it on his arms and be like, see, now you can still see where the old armor is. It's lazy. Should have just incorporated it somewhere.
I'm at 3.5. There's something about it I'm not liking.
2.9.
I'm going to be honest with you.
The other reason why I have to drag him down, though... because so far he made no
are gonna know
ice to meet you puns.
Well, one of the guys in the chat...
And he's a 3.22, so move the fuck
go
on.
Go ahead and read this, Scott.
Okay, ZZ the Dark said, since you guys love Mega Man X, this series is Toku version of Mega Man X. No, seriously.
Getting the powers and stuff.
So do they beat a dude and then suddenly...
Get his
they
power?
They get a key that lets them turn into that dude?
We'll have to watch the show to actually understand it.
Breaking Mammoth.
Oh!
Holy shit.
It's the Hulkbuster!
Well, it's a mammoth, so it has to be huge.
Yeah.
Oh, God. He's got cannons for days.
He's got guns for days!
Oh, maybe he can go... I know that's a concept picture.
Guns for days?
There we go.
Freaking impact.
I got to see this.
Oh, it's an attack. He threw his fucking fist? Is that what I just saw?
Okay, no.
Charge my card!
We're really into cassette players, aren't
they? Bam!
That's a cassette tape.
Okay.
Explosions!
Bill, he's a mammoth and he can't move very much. All he has is jump.
He can't
and
move,
let gravity.
But he can fucking
I don't
dragoon
that,
jump.
I don't think that that was. I get.
Look,
it.
When one has massive legs, Seth.
I also remember
the breaking of the chairs where you walk up and kick out feet and let gravity drag ass two chairs.
I was also not a fan of Tor. When the big fucking turtle just fell on enemies and they exploded, I'm not a fan of...
What did you want the turtle to do, martial arts?
I'm just not a fan of it.
It's fine. Oh. Bill, I'm not... Okay, here's his transformation.
Oh,
it's a whole space satellite. Station.
Damn.
Dude, whatever enemy pissed you off...
See, this motherfucking spaceship!
he's got a
duck dodge.
Oh, it's
like a mech.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a giant mech suit. Okay, so that's not him as much as it is, like you said, a Hulkbuster suit, a thing that he's in.
Which is why I like that.
4.3. I actually really like this.
Super fighting robot.
Now that I know it's like it's
Mega
basically
Hulk.
It's basically like a fucking, it's like a mobile suit. He's inside the cockpit. It's a mobile suit.
Shane, do you realize which mobile suit he is piloting?
Heavy Arms.
It's your favorite.
It's got big guns.
Heavy Arms and Death Scythe were my favorite from that show.
No, Shane. He is standing inside of it, reacting to the view screen, going, ha, whoo, ha, here.
I don't like him. speaking of not liking that show, I have a gift for you. I'll bring it next time. Bill saw it. I don't want it. You can have it. It's a Gunpla.
I looked at it.
Is it burning? Face. Yes! I got a burning gun.
I have a burning gun. I have a burning Gundam. I'll bring it up.
I'm the only one in this group that likes
G-Gundam. I did not like G. Okay,
I'm okay with G Gundam.
I enjoy G Gundam.
There's no. The thing about Gundam is that it has politics. It's about war. There's loss. That's a fucking tournament. Amuro would skull fuck Domon Kashu.
There's a evil devil mech. That's political.
Happens to also be
with
his
a head
brother.
For legs. Moving on.
Anyway, 4.5.
I've run out of all that I had.
It's
for
a 4.8
of that show. I'm sorry. That's
I just don't care for
what
it.
You got?
3.7.
He can Kaioken.
Just 3.
Yeah.
Okay,
he's been dropping them threes. He's just
because
like fuck
about
it.
You. 8.
Oh, I didn't rate that guy at
no,
all. I was
you
like,
didn't.
I was like, fuck it, move on. He's kind of cool. He's 3.6.
Bitch.
Can I ask you a question?
4.04. He
this
not
is,
found.
This is
move
not
on.
Part of the Sentai. But I have those. Is that an? Please tell me. I know that might be fan art, but please tell me that is a Sabin comic of him.
It's fan art. Yes.
Yeah, it's fan.
I want that to be a comic.
You fucking just suplex.
I'd buy that
strings,
comic.
Bitch.
I'd read the Sabin comic.
Yes, but good luck because that's just a recoloring of well, not a recolor.
I know.
A redo of the Superman.
Yep.
So what's this one?
Hopping Kangaroo.
Come on.
Okay, there's that blue I like. Gotta zoom in. Oh, the ears. Looks more like a bat. Looks like more like a bat than a kangaroo.
Well, to be fair, kangaroos are more are marsupials. So I mean, yeah.
I'm not digging this one. Heck?
Oh, wow. Oh my god!
Oh, it's a boxing kangaroo.
Punches, really?
That's what's that? What's that kangaroo from Tekken's name?
I don't know, cause fuck Tekken.
Isn't it Roo?
Roo is from Winnie the Pooh.
Tekken is for fucking losers who don't know how to actually deal with the triangle. That's right, I said it. Come fight me. You can't, cause you play Tekken.
Damn!
I love that. That was good.
I was about to say.
Believe it or not, if you're talking about big fighting franchises,
was,
Tekken's one of my least
favorite. I was about
favorite.
To say something right. Along those lines, Seth.
I like that.
You said he just know how to mash X a million times.
He,
punch, 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 punch.
He
punch,
goes.
Punch, punch,
he goes. You can't because you play Tekken. I was gonna say you can't because you don't know how to play a real fighting game. Damn it!
Look,
three. You guys may know that it's a joke,
Roger.
And you guys
apparently
may know
his name is Roger.
Seriousness is not allowed. But we're here to rate costumes. And compared to the other costumes I've seen, this is a 2. The only reason you give a shit is because you know it's a joke. That brings it all the way down to a 2 at the base, because this is, if you're a fan, you give a shit. 2.
Fair enough. If we're doing actual serious ratings and not just having fun.
Okay, I'm a fan. So
I'm going to be fair. I'm going to give him a 3 just because the coloring looks good. Have we not seen Dooga Dooga Machine Gun Punch?
I know it's a joke. I don't care.
Right.
I love it.
Have we not seen that, I would 2. Definitely be giving him a 3.
5. This is perfect. 4. This is great. 3. Basic from what you would expect from this kind of thing.
Yep.
2. If you're a fan. 1. This is simply bad. 0.
We're sorry
we showed this to you.
Nuke. We're super sorry. Nope. And we're never going to see it the fuck again.
We wish this
Nuke
didn't
is,
exist.
Nope. Nuke is... We are sorry that we have to look at this again someday.
A nuke is like
no. The nuke is we wish this didn't exist. It's a level of bad we really can't fucking tolerate.
Well, obviously, yeah. This guy
and we get
is definitely...
to go look at all of those again someday.
Okay, I feel like I'm gonna he's gonna get the highest rating from me. I have a feeling I'm gonna give him a 4. I really like it.
3.5.
Oh, nice.
Oh yeah, and then we divide by 2.9. Get him to fuck off the screen.
Get out of here!
He's off the screen.
I didn't get to see his transformation. He didn't have a transformation sequence.
Here's the Shining Hopper upgrade form.
Maybe it's like a gold. Oh,
that's kind of cool. Nifty,
that
actually.
Is yellow.
Now that's yellow.
That's yellow.
Yeah, that is yellow.
Definitely yellow.
What are you seeing?
In fact, I would tell you if you
had
another
I swear
program.
To God, Scott, if you say green.
then you are yellow-green.
Dude, this
right,
is
no, that no, one, no, awesome. In that light, it's kind of green.
Yes.
That's yellow.
It's most definitely
I said
kind
yellow.
Of.
Yeah.
Well, certain
but
lighting.
That literally looks to me like fucking Jolteon.
Electro.
Yeah.
Does he have a...
I was going to say he's a Lek man now.
Yeah.
Power Axe. He had a Power Axe, I think. I like. I saw a Power Axe. Okay, here we go. Oh, this is just
okay.
A finishing move.
Damn you, fucking...
Oh, he's fast.
Okay,
that makes
cool.
sense. He's quick as shit.
Well, and yeah, I guess. I mean,
it makes sense.
What else would we expect?
He's got lightning speed.
Exactly.
Fucking kick.
Well, I think this is the first.
Oh, now he's stealing Liu Kang's bicycle kick.
I think this
no,
is
I
the.
Think it's
no,
a charging
that was
kick.
Still the right
one
kick.
Single kick.
It just spun around.
Oh,
it weakened
him too.
That was ridiculous.
Is this his? Oh, I got to see his. Oh, there's his transformation.
Brown.
What the fuck? Oh, that's kind of neat.
The suit has auto-inflation.
Right, yeah, that's actually pretty dope.
The suit can auto-inflate for in case he gets stuck in the middle of the ocean, he can float.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so.
4.8.
Yeah, 5. I love this thing.
I know.
4.753.
I'm sitting here at a difficult.
Fucking
4.753.
I'm sitting here at a difficult notion here.
I know.
One.
Listen, I know what I like. So, if you don't want to give it a 5, you don't have to. You can give it a fucking Genesis.
See, that's my problem.
But don't waste.
So
your...
far, this has been really.
This
really
guy,
good.
If a 2
and
is.
I don't
the...
know what's coming on down the line, and this is fucking
if a
solid.
2 is
yeah,
the
we don't
lowest...
know about the next riders that are in this
that's
show.
Why, exactly. That's why I'm saving that nuke. And if I never get to use the nuke, it's. I mean my
Genesis,
it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. If I never.
Oh, no. We'll nuke something, I'm sure.
He's a 5, at the very least. And yeah, I'm really on the edge of saying he should have been more.
Because every rider episode we have.
If it was
something.
Gold, if it was a gold color, for like the Shining, instead of just. Going from a neon green to yellow,
I don't know. I think the yellow is what
well,
I
the
like.
Well, the yellow I like, but if it was like a gold, I think it would.
I don't think I would have liked the gold because it's gold doesn't signify the electricity to me, and that's
no
very
yellow
much
does.
They're trying to signify.
Maybe if
like,
it wasn't
this is,
as neon,
this to me is somebody already brought it up. This to me is it's Jolteon. It's
yeah.
It's.
Yeah.
Things of that nature.
It's
very
Jolteon,
much.
It's Electabuzz.
Yeah,
it's yeah.
Electabuzz. It's a Lekman. It's
yeah.
all
is,
the cool electrical things.
Yes.
There is a little bit of gold.
I don't
on
know.
Him.
Literally, when we were driving home from the
drive-in
last night,
him.
We were watching Orange
it's
Lightning
on his chest.
Strike.
I see
that.
That.
Was
yeah, circuitry.
Nifty. Never seen that one before.
I think that axe that he's holding also turns into that gun he had. I think
yes.
he has like a multi-purpose.
Well,
weapon.
Yeah, I think it's essentially a power axe.
It's the suitcase.
I think that up there is the gun.
I yep. think it's still the suitcase. So
yeah,
it might be. Maybe that suitcase can turn into multiple different things.
Right, which is why it's so bulky and awkward.
But can you imagine him coming up?
I will say it's a little bizarre to see the speed character has an axe.
Right,
but it's still cool.
You don't. Usually bulky.
You would imagine,
I mean,
you would
well,
normally give him something like sickles or that
daggers.
Type of sidearm or daggers or something that moves.
Tomfas?
Yeah, but to be fair, that looks more like a D&D-esque hand axe, and considering the fact that those can normally be thrown and then you can move in and like.
Yeah, but that's a dual-sided heavy fucking axe. In
that's
real
a battle
life,
axe.
Yeah.
In real life, that's a battle
if
axe.
If you remember Zach's weapon, when he pulled out the power axe,
oh, no,
he only had the one side.
Right. That's because it turned
into the
giant shotgun.
Yep.
Crockett.
Give him a good.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah, Zach was the only ranger who could Crockett shotgun everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except that when Trini throws her daggers up to combine it, the bottom of it turns into a fucking gun.
Well, yeah.
Because it fires.
Well, yeah.
So it's like stab and shoot.
Well, Well, yes, but she can't.
I know. She can't.
Style.
She can't shoot while they're in dagger form.
Either
it only
way,
fires.
If she can, she would just kill herself.
Either way, I'm missing a Scotty, and I
no,
believe.
No, she'd never done it. I don't think it's possible. I think it has to plug into the actual bow.
I think so
and
too.
I think it's. I think literally 4. The blast 4. Comes from the sword.
So now I'm just missing a bill, I believe.
Excellent. Oh, I gave him a 5.
I was really close to giving him better.
I think he's my favorite thing I've seen here.
So
I don't know if anything's going to top it.
Okay, so because of Nick's jackassery, he's a 4.7906 or 4.79.
He's winning.
Move the fuck on!
He's winning. Shining Assault. Shining Assault. Hopper. Okay, you just added a little bit more. Well,
now,
I think we've just entered the too much territory.
Yeah.
For him. I like the last one. Now this is where we're moving into that territory where he's too bulky. He's too over-designed. I'm starting to watch it to where I know this is going to inhibit the way that he can fight. It may look cool. He may be able to do kicks, but I promise you his arms are inhibited at this point. It doesn't impress me as much.
Hey, look, he's got the fucking mother elf fucking core piece now on his chest.
I'll still give him this, though. He does look cool.
Yes, he does.
But there is something to be said for form and function that kind of mess with me.
Right.
Man, you going to transform? Shit.
It's a good thing
you weren't fighting anybody.
It took all night.
It fucking did.
The bad guy's just like, hurry up.
Yeah,
give
now,
me a minute.
We're back. We're 2. Back to
2.5.
That puts him finally in that familiar territory where he's like, I'm about to transform. And his laser shoots down from space, and the bad guy's watching like, I must wait to make this more dramatic.
Right.
And then there's a glowy thing, and then the bug jumps on his head a couple times, then it opens up, and then it looks at him for a second, and then he's like, I'm about to be so cool. And the bad guy's like, I could shoot him right now, but fuck it, I have to see this.
I know I'm a bad guy, but even that's a dick
move. No, he's sitting there going, damn it, I wish this was the active time battle system and not this fucking wait and turn bullshit.
Then finally he's shot with a beam, and then it all goes down onto him, and then it slides back,
and
it clips onto him.
But Nick, all that happened is the writer did your favorite thing, and he summoned Knights of the Round, where you wait 20 fucking minutes!
Dude, it fucking...
It does damage during the animation,
though. Still wait 20 fucking minutes!
It's fucking
this
awful.
Is summoning...
I never go after
okay,
that.
Yes, that yes. one is a...
All right, fair
Bill?
Enough.
When that guy,
I know.
Because to be fair, the only other thing I could reference would be the summoning your crew once you finally get a crew in Skies of Arcadia, because everybody has to come out and do something.
Mm-hmm.
Like that one guy that picks his butt.
Yes.
And the other guy that picks his nose. And then the other guy that picks the guy's nose of the. Or the nose of the guy who picked his butt.
Because I've seen it a billion times.
And then the guy that picks his nut butter.
There would be the one chick who would, like, pull up her goggles and then, like, hold up a gun. And then the one guy would be like, "Whoa!" and laughing while he's sitting on a pillow and gold is flying everywhere. And, yes, there was a dude
Where's
who was
that guy?
Because
we need him in our group.
You see these shirts you're wearing?
Trust me.
This is the fastest, most basic transformation. Triceratops. Done.
We're done.
Let's fight.
Yes.
We got to the fucking point.
And they actually don't even need that little pose. As long as they put that morpher forward and push the button, it opens and we're done.
Yep.
Beep. Yeah, they don't even have
but
to
say
it. But you didn't
say
your
animal.
There's actually episodes where they just put the things out and they're
Jason
like,
Jason flipped
Whoa!
The coin.
And they're like, just make like a noise. And yeah, and that's true too. Jason, he fucking skips the entire morpher and he's like, fucking coin. Brump. Just closed his hand, Power Ranger.
And then everyone's like, don't you need a catalyst?
Fuck that.
No.
The catalyst is in my pants.
Like, so their transformation.
Busy here.
Their transformation was no bullshit.
I had to hide from a blind motherfucker in 6 inches of dry ice.
You see this coin?
It doesn't look as cool. It does not look as cool.
When they just transform and it's done?
Right.
Like, remember in that, there was a Zio episode where they were
where
running.
Running and
they
just transformed. Because?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there's no explanation to it at
and
all?
Yes, sometimes I do get a little... But that's
nothing. Not Lost Galaxy, the next season. I think it's SPD.
It's Lightspeed Rescue.
Lightspeed Rescue? Lightspeed Rescue, there's actually a moment. It's towards the very end of the series. You have to be watching literally the whole fucking series to get there. There's a moment where the guy is just a dude, and he's fighting hand-to-hand against somebody. and he rolls underneath them, transforms into the Blue Ranger as he rolls, and then immediately stands up into a kick, and it's quick as shit.
Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes you don't have time to, you know, go light speed rescue.
Sometimes
throw
you
your
don't
thing
have all,
out.
You can't be all vanity. You gotta keep fucking transform and fight.
No,
man, you know how nice it is to be able to type a message in chat.
Yeah, I know,
and not have to keep backspacing because your fat thumbs hit like six other fucking letters.
Right.
4.5 for this guy for me. I did. I mean,
you
gonna...
fucking would. I'm at a 3. He's basic bitch at this point. So who am I missing?
I'm going all the way down to 2.5. I do not like... I feel like he's entered
this
over
design.
This
man is a 2.9 as well.
Yeah, I feel like he's entered over design at that point. Metal Cluster Hopper.
Super form.
Ooh.
Oh, he's all fucking
metal.
Silver.
Yeah, metal.
I mean...
I actually kind of dig that.
I actually really like this a lot.
He's still pretty solid.
Yeah.
Okay, your weapon looks ridiculous. It's like
a
fucking
toy.
Your
weapon sucks, but
everything else
is okay.
He's not exact, but he reminds me of when you beat the game in Evil Zone with Danzeba and you get the silver form.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me
of. That green really looks nice with that silver.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it really helps him.
Holy shit. Oh, could I say it? Genesis?
I think, personally, mine still would have went to the electric dude. But this is really solid.
Oh, look at that.
That dude
literally
giveth no fucks.
Yes. Literally solid.
Literally, he doesn't move. Oh, my.
Oh, holy shit.
One
He's
arm.
Got nanobots swarm.
Get fucked.
Look at this guy. Oh.
So.
Oh, man, a rider kick.
Bill. Maybe once in the whole series.
I'm just surprised. I mean,
how are you surprised?
You don't come across it very often.
Shane, you gave it a Genesis, huh?
You know what?
Look, here's the thing.
You gave it the Genesis?
I was on Discord one night, okay? And I was talking to a bunch of the fans, okay? And I was just sitting there hanging out, and I was talking to the fans. And this is not a fucking exaggeration, for 2 hours and 40 minutes... they showed me YouTube clips of rider kicks. So I know that rider kicks are rare in this series.
Yep.
No, hey, Seth.
Scott actually noted...
Double barrel.
That's a Gundam.
That's a Gundam.
That's a Gundam.
Oh, you mean triple
very,
barrel?
Very much a Gundam.
Oh! Wait a minute.
Join in the club!
Nick, you like this next... You like this form?
It's definitely a Gundam. That is a...
Yeah. That is definitely a Gundam.
That is most certainly not from this series.
If I had to make a guess, I want to say
I think
that
it's from 00.
I think it is from 00 as well. That's the last pick.
That's the last one.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, Bill.
Hold on.
Bill, we've got 3 Genesis.
I drop a
make
Genesis
it a 4.
For the Silver Man. I'm going to give the Gundam a 4.5. I do like that design. It is different, so we have to rate it.
I don't like
Remind
that.
Me
you don't like the 00? You don't like the
I
Kaiser?
I actually don't. There's something about the 00 designs that they put me off. They look like they weren't finished.
Oh,
and so this is something we'll talk about later when we actually get to the Gundam stuff.
Yes.
This looks like Gundam. The head looks like Gundam. The arms look semi-finished, but I don't know if it's always the paint job or just the way they design, but it always looks like they forgot to put the armor shells and accents on these Gundams, like they're not finished.
I love the fucking Gundam Dynamo.
That's always kind of bothered me. But you have to understand that I've been watching Gundam literally since I was fucking 11,
I've been watching Gundam since 10? Gundam Wing, since that was my first series, and then I had to go back to watch the older stuff.
I watched,
So my order is off.
But in terms of what I prefer, no. He's probably like...
It's fine. Bill, you don't have
to... Doesn't matter, we're not on that.
It doesn't matter. No,
Bill,
wait, no, it's
go back to the thing we're actually rating.
You got 60 seconds.
Give him a Genesis.
If I was to rate this motherfucker, he'd be like a... 2.8. I know.
No.
I'm sorry.
Wait,
I really don't
wait,
like
the
it.
The actual dude?
No. This dude gets a 5.
Oh, well, see, now...
That's why I was like, what the fuck?
He does not get my Genesis.
It's because you're
Because I'm
deft.
Telling you, I still like that yellow guy.
That's fair enough.
You should have given Genesis to that guy.
I love that yellow guy. I really do.
I still think if I was to give one, it'd go to that yellow guy.
It's just something about this one speaks to me. I don't know what it is. I love that green that goes with that silver. It looks so...
Oh, he's very fucking cool. Fucking, five is easily deserved. He's easily one of the best forms.
I'm sorry. I know that not everybody agrees with my taste.
But I can only give one guy a favorite. Yeah.
Oh,
So far, if I'm backtracking, I'm falling on that yellow guy.
And there's a good chance I wasted my Genesis. The next form could be even more sick. We don't
right.
Be.
Five.
That's the chance you take. See, I don't think this guy deserves anything lower than
not
a five.
He's not Genesis either.
This man's an eight.
I was pondering it.
Five.
Scott was on
the fence. He was like, God damn.
He's where I am.
See, three Genesi and two fives gets you an eight.
Could have been a nine.
And now I got a piss.
It could have been a perfect 10.
So,
yeah, but Bill's a damn cunt.
Back.
Yeah, I think it was, what, the Shining Hopper is the one that I'm still debating?
The Shining Hopper is the one
I'm liking a lot. So
actually,
we're going to check out...
Yeah, eight is the new record.
So we're going to check out 02.
Well, he's got an ascot.
I'm sorry, what was his one name?
02.
Okay, I don't hate it.
I don't.
He's essentially, as far as I can
tell...
Okay,
the belt.
He's the second
writer. I hate the belt. It sticks out way too much. That thing looks cheap plastic. Like, I could rip it off.
Actually, a lot of it looks like foamy.
I know.
Stuff.
It's cheap plastic. That one.
That's actually a problem I've had with a lot of Kamen Rider and Sentai.
Especially the newer stuff. Yep.
As we've moved on, it looks more like a toy and more like a toy and more like a toy. To the point where I've actually heard... that at times when the companies are filming certain scenes and they need a prop to be close up, they will actually go to the toy store and buy the toy because there's no difference. And sometimes the toy is better designed than the prop they were given. Case in point, the Dragon Dagger, if you actually see the Dragon Dagger, like what they were actually using when they were doing fights and everything, it's not fucking pretty. It looks like shit. But when they do a close-up, they would literally just grab a toy.
Seth gave it a 4, by the way.
I don't think we've seen...
He gave this one a 4?
This guy.
I like this guy. I do. I really do.
It's looking a little more Iron Man-ish, but...
No.
With the red and the...
I'm not really digging him. But
well, that is the
I
red
will
color
say
he
is right, though. If you look up here at his wrists and everything, he does have more Iron Man feature.
Yeah, that's... That's fine and all. I
and
just
hands.
Don't like his design.
Yeah.
Right.
The belt really, I don't like the belt.
1.5.
That it's sticking out like
Yes, it sticks out too much. I really don't think that's very good. Since that's your fucking power source, that's how you morph. You probably should put that somewhere safe and not sticking straight out where any idiot could punch it.
I'll just shoot it.
I mean, I know this guy's a badass and it doesn't seem like people can punch his belt.
Did he just pedicle kick?
All right, I'm going to go ahead and say this guy is Oh, boy, I haven't went lower than a 3.5. No, so I'm probably going to give him a 3.5, only because there are things... I don't really... Dropping it that much just for the belt seems ridiculous, but whatever, I'm a ridiculous person.
I'm at a 4, which I already threw in chat. But anyway, who's next? You already got a 1.5.
1.5 from Nick and...
Okay.
Yeah, I don't care for this one too much.
I'm going to drop down to about a 3.4.
Yeah, I was a 3.5, so it's fine.
Okay, so then who did I miss? Because I got a 4, a 3.5, a 1.5, and a 3.4.
Me.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I'm not digging
I'll be right
this.
Back. I need to go grab another drink, and I also have to
You're not liking
the
him?
Wee lads room.
I know what...
I don't mind... I kind of like the arms.
Okay.
I
the mask helmet...
I just need to stop drinking tea.
That's why I pissed before we started.
Well, to be fair, I didn't have to yet.
Two.
You know, did anybody notice that this
2.88?
This form is a combination of the tiger and the grasshopper.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure.
That's the reason why I gave the 4.
Where are we at now, Bill?
We're on arc 1.
Arc 1. Ooh, white and black go good together,
oh,
too.
He's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, look at
ooh,
his fucking
he's got
helmet.
A single horn. Oh, wow.
It's like
one eye, too.
Yes. It's kind of like he's got... It's almost like a demon.
He looks a lot like the dude that they were fighting. I think he's a bad guy.
Oh, whatever. Okay, I don't like his goofy-ass shoes, but...
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that the arms are, like, over-padded.
He looks like he's wearing tennis shoes.
That's from my head with the last form. It looked too over-padded.
He looks like he's wearing a size 20 tennis shoe.
Yeah, they're like...
He looks
like
he has Kingdom Hearts feet.
They're straight-up fucking tennis shoes.
Well, let's see if
that's him arriving.
Oh, shit. He brought his Nikes.
This guy looks more cyborg.
Did that say Hobbit Malice?
Why not?
Fear, rage, hate, despair.
Oh, man,
it's a Sith.
Can we fucking edgelord just a little bit harder? I don't know if you're a bad guy yet.
Hey, we all have our type of character.
We sure as fuck do.
And we all know that Shane loves the edgelords.
I know you do. Oh my god, do I know you do.
Hey, I give you
what
minimal,
do you mean you don't
minimal
give
shit.
Shit. You
minimal
don't give,
shit.
You were about to say, I don't give you shit about the characters you like. Fuck that.
No, that's why I changed it to minimal.
That's right.
Minimal.
All right, what did Nick put in chat? Or did he not?
Here, you can't see his shoes.
He hasn't put anything
a little
in.
Better.
Nah, okay. I kind of like Edgelord in terms of, like, look, but...
Oh, really? Really? Interesting.
He gave it 3.4.
Interesting. According to chat, the hero becomes the final villain.
Sounds about right.
Neat.
That's cool.
Diablo much? Oh.
Kind of. To be fair, that's something like, even though
no.
It's a trope,
I didn't buy
it doesn't happen too often.
I'm not buying it.
Yep,
and that's such a fucking shame.
Either.
Until Blizzard has real changes, I'm not buying any Blizzard
pack. I'm just pissed off that I pre-ordered it all the way back in like fucking... Like, May or June
but you
or whatever.
But you didn't know what was going on
right.
yet.
Right.
And that is fine. Now, if you buy... This is my opinion. My opinion, nobody else's. If you buy it now, you are okay with the kind of...
jackass
behavior.
You've chosen to support their choices. You can only do what you can do. You can't start a fucking revolution. That boycott the company shit is bullshit. You can only do what you can do. Speak... With your wallet, access your morals.
Does my
if you
does
disagree?
Does my not just, them getting my $60? Is that going to hurt the company? Absolutely
no.
not. They're not even
right.
going to feel it.
But just like I said all that time ago, I even did a fucking video on it. I said I'm done with GameStop until I see significant, true, life altering changes for the employees and the customer bases. They will never get another penny from me, and I have not spent even one single fucking dime. In fact, I don't even let my daughter go there.
Yep.
Like on her birthdays and shit like that, when she has money, I will not take her there. I'll take her anywhere else that she wants to go. I will not support them.
Understandable. That's like I've never spent a dime on fucking Chick-fil-A because I'm not about to let some fucking goody-goody Christian fag fuck do
Damn.
A whole bunch of LGBTQ like destruction. Fuck you, dude. Just because you're in the closet about how much you love dick, you can eat one.
Okay.
I ain't eating at your fucking chicken factory.
Well,
I'll go to fucking
there are
Popeyes
certain things
and
I stick
to
my guns
on.
Yeah.
First.
To this day, I still have not bought a single video game with the word Konami on it.
Well, this dude, he gets a...
I'm going to give him a 4. I like him.
He'll get a 4. His shoes hurt him really bad.
If the shoes were better, he would have been a higher score.
Really bad.
I like his design.
3.
I love the helmet. The helmet's the best part. I love the one eye, the one horn. I love it.
Right, exactly.
Love it.
Like, that's where I'm struggling at.
It's almost
so
like...
So I'm at a 3.7 with him. So if
you know what
that,
this...
The,
you know when
3.62 for him.
It reminds me of Deathstroke, in a way.
Yeah.
Underneath that mask, he does have an eye patch.
Right.
So it makes sense to put the blind one side of the mask.
What's this
Realizing
one?
Hopper.
What the... Did this just go back to the first one?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck just happened.
Damn, this dude's awesome. Jesus Christ. Grass-
I'm presuming based off the note Ronan left in the picture, I'm presuming basically what ends up happening is he does just kind of convert back to his original base form, realizing that it's 1,000 times fucking better for certain fights.
If you need something for fucking speed, god damn, dude, this is that's a Dragon Ball Z fight.
Right.
Oh. He's not fighting back. He's allowing it.
You know how sometimes I've said over and over again, why doesn't the bad guy just fucking move? Why doesn't he
this
move?
Guy,
and
this
then people,
guy...
And then people argue with me. They're like, you don't understand, man. The Ryder kick is so fast.
That dude literally had
solid
enough time
proof.
To stand there,
solid
look at
proof.
It, and go, fuck it, I accept my fate.
The Ryder kick is not always super fast. It's an excuse that you guys like to use, but 80% of the time, if not more, the bad guys blatantly realize, here comes the Ryder kick. And they just kind
of
let it happen.
I swear to God, it looks like a cassette tape.
Right.
This dude's kind of a badass. I really, I kind of want to watch this show now, just because I really like the what's going on.
Well, I told you, Kamen Rider is pretty much a live-action anime and has been moving that direction literally since the very beginning.
I really enjoy what I'm seeing. Oh, the slow morph, like, oh, that's right, bitch. I got power still.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone enjoying Ultra Instinct Hopper here?
Right.
Right. So, like...
I think I'm going to say we already looked at this
dude.
Yeah,
we already looked at this dude.
Because, yeah, right there it
His
says
design
so the
hasn't
top.
Changed.
It's not different at all. It's something.
Yay.
Is it Steve?
Oh, it's not different at all. Is it Steve? Okay, fair enough.
Hell Rising Hopper.
Movie form.
Okay.
It looks like a hell spot.
All right.
Man, I get some Carnage feel from that. Like,
right?
Like if he took over Spider-Man's body, which he's done before.
Right.
Hold on,
let me get in here.
Gotta zoom in.
This looks like another painful transformation. A couple of his transformations look painful because he's yelling in agony. Oh, well, dude, that seems like that hurts like a motherfucker. Oh, shit.
Probably does. It's probably some corruption shit.
Maybe. Or it looks like he's trying to overload his powers.
Right.
He had multiple animals coming at him.
Okay. Well,
this guy looks so cool. God damn it. Fuck. See what happens? We always do this.
Shane. It's so cool, but it's so... What
lame.
Was it? Yeah.
It's so cool, but he's so lame. How many push-ups did he did? How many sit-ups? What kind of juice did he drink?
You're not dealing with your average Saiyan warrior anymore.
Oh, God damn it, not this again. And excuse the hell out of me. I'm a fuck-mothering vampire. I killed a lot of people to get that title.
You will address me as such.
Five. I can't give a genesis, and I...
Yep.
See what happens when... You see what happens?
It's a four. Yeah, honestly... I want to drop it lower.
Three.
But it reminds me a bit of the alternate costume Dark Knight Cecil from Dissidia.
Mm, yeah. All right, what you got, Bill Guy?
Go ahead. We all have different tastes.
2.3.
That's fine.
Nah, fair enough.
There, Bill took care of it for me.
That's fine.
3.86, moving on.
I have literally no idea why, but nothing about this grabs me. I can't explain it. I really can't. I don't know if it's his face... If it's the edgelord factor, if it's the color, if it's this middle captain, corrupted captain planet symbol, if it's...
Oh. Oh. Hey, Seth.
We're the planet.
Our scores
up. It's too late now.
God damn it,
Seth. I don't know. Something about it just does not appeal to
captain
me.
Captain Pollution!
I can't guarantee what it is, but
Everybody.
Something just didn't grab me.
Because I really want to drop it now.
Fandom night. Let's our powers combined.
Oh, no. See, you all
Rage.
Can fight over... You all can fight over
Despair.
The... It's like, you all can fucking fight over the fucking elements. I don't give a shit. I got the best. Heart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Heart I got
Shane,
the best.
What's 001?
0001.
Protoform?
Prototype form?
Yeah.
It's possible.
This is the pre-alpha alpha form.
Damn. Why is it anything that has my fucking name in it doesn't look as cool? I mean, I guess if it is a prototype, I can understand. God damn it, dude. I don't know if I want these powers. They hurt.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't look like he's too happy about becoming...
Dude, this rider fucking hurts you, man. I don't know if I want to do this. I mean, God damn. Almost every form I've seen him take, he's yelling in agony.
I'm not digging this, honestly.
God damn it. Give it a two. I don't like it that much.
We're moving into the... See, this two. Is what I mean. This is... I feel like we're moving into edgy territory. Like, he looks kind of cool. He doesn't look unfinished to me. If it was a prototype thing, that's a different 2. Concept. 2. But he doesn't look like they're building him.
You see, Bill?
He looks like he's damaged or edgelord.
Hey, right. See, I don't give all edgelord characters high scores.
He's got his.
Just because I have a type.
He's got his walking deck plate on his chest.
He does look a little like beat. From a distance, he looks like he got his ass kicked. And part of his armor's been, like, ripped off.
Which is kind of why I'm giving him a 3.5. I think this is more that movie bullshit.
It might be.
It's a possibility that this is like, oh, my base form got all fucked up, but I gotta go back to it, because otherwise I won't beat the guy, which is why he's always screaming and red energy pulling out of him. But I don't know.
Yeah, 2.8.
I just can't be bothered to give a fuck.
2.5, get him off screen. And I think that's everybody, yeah?
That's everybody for the first rider.
0-1 is done.
Good, we can get to the next one on the next stream.
Yeah, because next one will be going into Rider Vulcan and talking about all their forms and Valkyrie. And if we do this the way that we're starting to do a lot of the other shows, these, not all the time, because sometimes these will rapid fire 5 or 6 guys at a time, but like... We're already sitting at about 1 hour and 20 minutes, and we've completed 0-1. We've looked at all of 0-1 forms, as far as I'm aware, as far
Damn
as
it.
I can
we
see.
We didn't nuke anything.
Actually, looks, there was nothing.
Yeah, there wasn't really there much was worth nothing, nuking.
As far as I could tell, it's a fairly solid-looking show.
Right.
Like, it looks, not just the show, but like the design is solid, and it seems to hold up. Even when I don't necessarily like it, I don't hate it.
Better than Fruit Riders.
You're not wrong.
Let me drop a watermelon on my head. Oh, I'm so cool.
So I guess afterwards we'll name this like 0-1 Part 1. Since
no, it is. It's 0-1. And
yeah.
The next one we do, Kamen Rider Vulcan.
Yeah, they're two different shows.
We talked about 0-1 in all of his forms. Next time we'll just start on Vulcan and go from there.
If he doesn't have pointy ears, I'm going to be so disappointed.
No reason not to. I mean, that's what we covered with
0-1.
Because that's what I did with the villains that we did last time when we only covered, like,
a different version. That's because those are the villains of that series.
So it is okay to do part 1.
But here
we
just talked about this writer, and we'll just tag it down like we talked about this writer, and then we'll drop episodes for all the other guys.
Yep.
254.
Yep. And now we still have other shit to do today.
This is going
to
be real difficult when we get to episode 1,000, having to do this in like a fucking home, because we'll be too damn old. We might not even remember what we were talking
about.
Shane,
by the time we get to episode 1,000...
I'll be dead.
It'll be like... 3-4 years from now.
Welcome to Fandom Night, the 1,000th episode. I'm your host, William Bush. The rest of my co-hosts are dead, so...
Yeah, Bill's the healthiest motherfucker out of the group now.
Well, yeah.
He was the sickest, and now he's the healthiest.
I know. Just a few months ago, you were in the worst shape. Now you're in the best shape. Congrats on your hard work.
Fucking Bill Luther over here.
And this thumbs up is basically like the highest praise I can give anybody.
Almost broke my thumb helping you move. I didn't bring it up to you because I was almost embarrassed that it happened, but when I was trying to hook that fucking chair in, and remember when I had that one cord and I was like,
yeah,
okay, I was
yeah,
pulling
so
that
no,
motherfucker,
so yep.
It let go and it grabbed my thumb and pulled my arm across the chair real quick, and I had this big fucking purple bruise.
Ooh.
All fucking day. I got home and I was playing Final Fantasy with my pointer finger. It hurt to fucking touch the controller.
Dude.
I was like, fuck.
Well,
okay.
You hurt your finger.
So, Nick, I did the math.
I was wondering if that was going to happen because you
with
had to do
streaming
the...
streaming every 2 weeks, it'll take
two episodes.
Well.
It's roughly about...
We've dropped it down
but
to
the
one
film,
stream.
The film format...
regular film
the
now.
Film format is changing, though. So
right.
There'll be times where the live show will be like episode... You know, 300, but then like 301, 2, 4, 5, and 6 may very well be recorded because they're simple one costume reviews.
Right. So in terms of that, if we do it as just streaming, it will take 28.69 years.
Did you also factor in the fact that we take roughly 2 months off?
No, I didn't factor in the 2 months.
So you're going to add in.
So technically, it'd be about 30 years.
Actually, that's changing too, because like I said, now with the way we're doing episodes.
Well, I'm saying if we stick it to stream only, since we only do streams every 2 weeks.
Currently, right here, we have 4 episodes that are ready to go up for Fandom Night already.
Right.
All I got to do is put the front tags on and whatnot and load them.
I don't
think
any of us want to think about that. 30 years, I'll be 63 and here like, let's talk about fucking spandex-wearing people.
Well, to be fair, at the same time, by then...
I'm so sorry.
Shit,
you'll
man.
Be in your 70s doing this show, and I'm so sorry, man.
Be like, these fucking writers need to get off my fucking lawn.
I Dude, say that anyways
you are,
right
you
now.
You are going to have to open up that garage because we're not going to have enough room for our walkers.
Where the fuck are the rascals? By that point, I better have a future chair, goddammit.
How come
these fucking writers don't drive rascals like we do?
If we have walkers like my grandmother, my grandmother's walker is her chair. She just pushes it to where she needs to go and then turns around and sits on it.
Yep.
Convenient, actually.
That's how most walkers are these days.
So we'd be fine.
Now, the walker that my dad had when he was recovering from his hip surgery was a shitty one. He couldn't sit.
So,
when you have hip surgery.
We're done here
you have to sit
with this episode.
Shane, say the thing.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.